I'm in love. I'm in love with Bobby Flay.
Oh, you were in love with Jack's dad.
Okay, Jack Antonoff and his dad, they're gone.
Yeah.
He's yesterday's news.
Oh, you are fickle.
You're and, like throwing it around like it's nothing.
I know. I'm in love with Bobby Flay. Please, bring me Bobby Flay.
Okay, I'm here.
It's a new show called Bring Me Bobby Flay.
Can we just talk about one thing before we get going here?
Whatever you want.
Why do we... how come everybody's changed their hair color in this studio?
It's fun.
I haven't.
No, we haven't. It's all the same.
Bethany, yes. I hear that your hair color is called slate.
Slate.
It's so good.
Slate.
It's that silvery slate.
I've had to keep it blonde.
Danielle has definitely upped her game in the sort of reddish orange department.
Thanks. And straight Nate.
Straight Nate. What color is that? Green?
It's Colonel Sanders gray, Bobby.
No, you know what it looks like? You look like
Sanders
the Statue
gray.
Of Liberty. It's like that silvery green kind of situation.
He, instead of just spraying his hair for Halloween, he went and dyed it.
Yeah, I went all out.
And Froggy, your hair is natural, right?
What little bit I have left is not dyed any color.
You ever dye your hair, Elvis?
Yeah, last year, I was a blonde last year.
Oh, that's right,
yeah.
I remember
Do you remember that?
Yes, you looked like Guy Fieri.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let me tell you. I'm going to take you to Flavortown.
Okay.
I love Guy Fieri. By the way, chefs in the like serious chef world, they hate Guy Fieri. I love him.
He's a good guy.
I love him.
He's a good guy.
He's a sweet guy.
I love his food.
And people
I love him.
Love him.
I love Guy Fieri. Yeah.
Flavortown, like, I pass by Flavortown on the regular, and Flavortown is always population many, many people.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean his restaurant in Times Square?
Yeah. Yep, he does very well.
What are you doing over there?
I have a class that's down the block.
A class?
He wants to know why you're not in his
like a cycling class?
No,
or
like an acting class. Like a
you're
Meisner.
Acting. Oh, an acting class.
Meisner.
But you're a good actor.
Believe
Bethany,
me.
Do the impression of what you hear when you walk by.
Welcome to Flavortown, population fun.
They have like...
Actually, I'm going to do that outside of Gato. Meow. Come on in.
By the way, I had dinner, Bobby. I had dinner at Gato with some friends last week.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Thank God you weren't there. I think when you're not there, I think the food is better when you're not there.
It just comes out faster because I'm like fussing over it for you.
So Bobby's here for many reasons. First of all...
I'm only here for one reason. I'm here to eat some stuffing.
It's the stuff off.
I haven't eaten for 4 days.
I told them it would have been funnier if nobody made stuffing and you showed up.
Well, I made stuffing. I'll tell you about my stuffing in a minute. But thanks to Butterball, they're paying for this.
Yeah.
Butterball, everyone.
Butterball!
I mean, who doesn't love a good Butterball, if you know what I'm saying?
You know, I was reading something in the paper this morning about turkeys. Some people pay up to $200 for a turkey.
I do.
You do?
He orders the Williams-Sonoma
Scary,
turkey.
Scary, what do you get?
I get the organic free-range Willy Bird from Sonoma County, from Williams-Sonoma. They send it to my house fresh tomorrow. It's pre-brined, and it goes right in the oven, and it's the juiciest damn bird every year. My father, Tony, said, this is a friggin' juicy bird. It's organic, and it's free-range, and it's worth every cent. It's the only thing that I will spend crazy
Call your dad.
He's very
No, it's
excited.
Nuts. I mean, right like, there's a place uptown called Lobel's, which is like a very high-end butcher.
I love them.
$11 a pound for
Oof,
turkey.
What?
Yes.
What's in it?
It's my God, Froggy is less expensive.
I am. I cooked my turkey last year, and I got my recipe directly from Bobby Flay. I cooked it on my Big Green Egg.
Oh, the Big Green Egg, yeah.
It was perfect.
We're calling Scary's dad. Wait till you meet this guy.
Okay.
You'll love
What's
him.
What's his
Tony.
Name?
Tony.
Tony, how you doing?
What's up, Tony? How you doing, Tony?
Tony from Benson.
Tony, how you doing, Tony?
Tony.
Hey, Anthony.
He's on answer. He's on answer. Hello, Dad? Hello?
Tony.
Set up frickin' phone.
Maybe he's sleeping.
Is he flying his plane?
You've reached Tony and Roseanne. We're not home right now.
Roseanne.
Please leave us a message.
I was so looking. You know, I watched Saturday Night Fever the other night. I was like, Tony, what's up, Tony? I'm ready.
Vinny, call. Try again. I love your dad.
Try again.
Call him. Tell him we're calling him.
Call
your dad and tell him we're calling him. All right. Straight Nate is telling me that we're way late.
Yeah.
Quick break.
Quick
and
break.
Then,
we just got here.
I can't hear you. I mean, just talk to me.
We're very late, so let's take a quick break and then come back.
It's hand signals.
We just started the break, and now you're...
You went really late with Jack Antonoff and had to play a song.
See, this is why your SiriusXM show is not going to work. You don't have straight Nate as a producer.
I'm off the air already. It doesn't matter.
So how was that experience, by the way?
It was a limited engagement, 6 weeks, Bobby Flay Radio. It was totally... Listen, you know I love sitting next to you on this microphone.
I know. You love me.
It's not... I have to admit, it was not as fun without you guys.
You had a lot of guests on, though. I was following along.
You were?
You had great guests. And Bethany's
right.
I
found the person who was listening.
Oh, no, I wasn't actually listening. I was just on your Instagram.
We saw it on Instagram.
No, we had to call each other on the phone.
I don't know, Sirius.
You had great guests. You had great shows. Unfortunately, you're on Sirius XM, and no one listens to Sirius XM.
You know, Michael Rappaport. Oh, my goodness.
I love him so much.
He is my new best friend.
He's amazing.
I love him.
That is my boy. Michael Rappaport. Where are you?
I passed him on the street the other day, actually fairly near Flavortown. He was on the phone, otherwise I would have
I love him.
He was talking to me.
And he's not political at all. We love him.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Bobby Flay's here for the stuff off. We all made stuffing. I made stuffing last night.
No, we all did not make stuffing.
I know. You 2 years in a row, you have, like, balked.
That's right.
Why?
Good because word. Here's the deal.
You don't like being criticized.
I just want you to know. No, because, you know, my kids wanted to watch a movie last night. I thought the time I spent with them was more important than making stuffing that was just going to get made fun of. And actually, when the invitation came through for the stuff off, Bethany and I both hit decline on the invitation.
They hit decline. Hold on. I got Scary's dad on the phone. Tony! Oh.
Hey, how we doing over there, guys?
Tony, how you doing, Tony?
Say good morning to Bobby Flay.
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
What's going on, T? What's going on?
Okay, not much, man. What's going on?
So we want to hear about your son is claiming that he makes the best turkey ever.
The $200 turkey every year.
Oh, you mean the one that comes with golden nuggets around it?
This guy's great. Yeah. So, Tony. You're on the phone with the one and only Bobby Flay. I mean, don't waste this moment. What do you want to ask the best chef in America? Go.
I don't know. There's so much I could ask him, but I heard my stuffing, my wife's stuffing, it came in third 1 year.
Yeah.
I want to know what was wrong with it. Yeah.
He wants to know what's wrong
with it.
What was wrong with it? What's wrong with
your son had to give me 100 to get in third. Come on.
All right. Well, we love you, Tony. I hope you have
I got to tell you, Bobby, it takes hours and hours because I'm part of this thing, making this stuffing every year. And it involves about 8 different ingredients, chopped up small, chop this up, chop that up, throw it in a frying pan, do this, mix it
He's
up.
He's got a point.
And then it comes in dirt on you on the stuff off.
Hey, Tony, you and I have never met, but I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm afraid of you. Yeah. I can hear it in your voice.
I love Tony.
The teddy bear.
Yes.
Tony, right. When are you coming back in again? This is Bethany.
Tony, I don't owe you any money, do I?
Are you coming in?
I don't think you're on my list.
No. Okay.
So, Tony, Bethany and I want to know when you're coming in again. We miss you.
I think the last time I came in, my son gave me these directions that I made it over the bridge. That's as far as I got.
I know. Coming into Manhattan is a difficult thing. We love you, Tony. We have to hang up because Nate is screaming at me.
Okay. But anyway, listen, happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
All right, Tony.
Love you, Tony.
All of you. Happy Thanksgiving.
How you doing? All right. Let's take a break. Coming up next, Bobby's going to eat our stuffing, and he's going to judge it. He's going to tell us which is the best one. Mine, I'm not going to win. I can't. I can't win this year.
You cooked it at what time this morning?
1:30 a.m.
All right.
Did you really?
Yeah. We're up late. Can you tell?
Yes.
I'm still drunk.
You texted me.
I did?
You drunk texted me.
I did not.
Something about pectin.
He was very upset you didn't text him back.
Yeah, he got
I
pissed.
Hate the word pectin.
Yeah, he was mad it. You didn't text him back, Bobby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He All said right. He deserves better.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Nope. You didn't have intros like that at Sirius.
It took me a long time to record that.
Let me tell you something. To have Bobby Flay in your studio judging your stuffing.
You know...
Really?
I just want to say something. We've been doing this for years now, and I love doing it, but everybody that participates gets really nervous about doing it, and some people actually don't do it anymore because they don't like being criticized.
Because you're like a total a-hole.
No, I'm not. Well, yeah, this is people, I do this every day of my life. I get criticized by my customers, by people on my show, the judges. It is what it is. You got to bring it.
What's that
and
frog?
You know what else they do? They get belligerent with Bobby when they don't win.
Oh, yes. And they hold grudges for years.
And they call him names, and then they decline invites on calendars.
Look, I held a grudge long before the stuff off.
Danielle's hated me for years.
Yeah, Danielle has never been a fan of yours.
I know. I don't know what I did to her. I don't know.
I love Bobby, and I have a love-hate.
Yes, it's
a lot you more love, hate than love.
It's a certain kind of tension.
You love to hate her.
I love to hate you.
All right, so we have our stuffings in here.
Yeah.
Look, I made mine at 1 o'clock this morning.
Sounds great.
I totally forgot to make it, so I made it at 1 this morning.
I wish you could have seen how he came in. The bowl was uncovered. He walks in 25 minutes late for the show. Here I am with my stuffing.
Great, so it has bacteria all over it.
Yeah. New York City bacteria.
It has flavoring. It's been to Flavortown. So anyway, but we have another friend of yours here, Bobby.
Who
please
could that
welcome
be?
To the room the one and only Chef Letty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Chef Letty.
I would not say he's my friend.
The microphone's not on. Hello.
What? Is it done now? Let's start all over. I don't have time for this crap. This is not my friend, McFlay. This Americans, they love this
McFlay. You just called him McFlay?
Yes.
McFlay.
I don't get it. In America, they love this man. I don't know why.
I know.
This
he's
ginger.
Hot.
It's a gingerbread. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so Chef Letty, welcome to the Stuff Off. Bobby is our judge today.
Yes.
He knows a little about food.
Hello, Bobby. Know nothing about the food, but all right.
So, Chef Letty.
Yes, sir.
Are you late to the show because you were making love to the people in the kitchen?
Oh, what we do on the airplane. I have sex with women 32,000 feet in the air. All the Mile High Club is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I see my Danielle over there.
You hate Danielle.
I put stuff in her. Shut up.
I know, but you love Bethany.
Let me tell you about my Bethany. I love you. You know, even though I'm a breast man, for you, Bethany, I'd be a leg man.
Oh my God.
You know what that means.
Oh,
you know
that is so wrong. Yeah. You could actually sue the company for this.
Am I hitting you from my Eiffel Tower? I know. Banging your face.
Stop it. What about Froggy, who's all the way in Miami?
Froggy! Yes. Where are you, my pal? You know, remember what we did in Vegas, Froggy? So, all of the whores everywhere. Frog legs.
You're not supposed
remember
to talk
frog
about
legs?
That, Chef Letty.
All right, so Bobby Flay is here, and he's a very busy man, but he carved out some time to be here for the Stuff Off.
God bless us.
What do you think about Bobby Flay?
Well, of course, listen, you're an American, you don't know food, so you have a Bobby McFlay. I know. You know, I called him a Chef Boyardee, is what I called this man.
Oh, my God.
You know, Mr. Doubtfire over here.
So Bobby Flay, as accomplished as he is, you don't think he's really a great chef?
Easy. I don't want to come to this country and disappoint you all, but I mean, even Ronald McDonald is better than this man.
Oh my God.
Burger Palace. Come on now.
I know. So, Bobby's Burger Palace. You're not into them?
How do they eat nothing over there? No. All right. Burger King, maybe, or the McDonald's, Burger Palace.
All right, well, we have to thank our friends at Butterball for sponsoring today's stuffing tasting.
Yes.
What am I doing here?
That's a very good question.
You keep coming back for more. That's all I have to say.
Bethany, what are you eating now?
It's a biscuit.
So yeah, Virgil's brought in biscuits.
I tell you.
So good.
Glenn from Virgil's. In my opinion, the best chef ever.
He made my stuffing last year.
I know.
Glenn, come here. Where's Glenn? Butter.
Came in second.
This is a real chef. Chef Glenn from Quartermine.
Much, much more accomplished
now
than Bobby Flay.
This man over here.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
So Bobby's here doing the stuff off.
What's going on? Chef Letty, see, this is a real chef.
I know,
okay?
This is my man over here. I love you. Remember what we did last night?
Stop kissing him in the ear.
Yeah, are you really licking his ear?
I do remember that.
Yeah, we less right. sex with the women.
Was Glenn, I there?
Okay, so here we are with stuffings galore, which is my drag name, by the way.
Well, how come Chef Letty brought two stuffings?
I kick it off with you today. This is number one, and this, of course, is number two.
You have two stuffings? Okay, so...
So
Chef Letty.
I have to say, the first stuffing, okay, literally looks like it came out of a can. It's the same shape of a can.
That could be dog food. Okay, well, hold on. Now, before you get started. So, Chef Letty.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to Butterball, we're having our stuff off.
We love Butterball.
How many stuffings do we have here? One, two, three,
seven,
four.
Seven.
We have seven stuffings for Bobby Flay to taste.
Yeah, I do those turkeys. I do turkeys, nonstop turkeys. Grab me on the turkeys. I'd bang them. I'd bang them. I'd bang them. The turkeys. Okay. Okay. So I'll put that butter in the bowl.
So you actually have sex with turkeys?
All day. I'm banging turkey. Banging turkey.
Okay. So here we go.
Flavortown right there.
So we are in Flavortown.
Yes.
So we have seven stuffings for you to try, Bobby.
Okay.
So
I can't wait.
You know, I've only won this contest 1 year.
Right.
So this is stuffing number one. What are you tasting?
Mm.
Yeah. Talk about it.
I have to taste it first, Elvis.
It's radio.
I taste bread. I taste celery. Mm. I taste sage.
Yeah, this is garbage too. I'd say garbage.
Did you make that?
No, that's not mine. Of course not.
It's green because of the sage.
Is it good?
It's very herby.
Yeah,
too herby.
A little overpowering.
I bet that's Web Girl Kathleen's. I bet you.
Nope, it's not Web Girl Kathleen's.
Don't say who it is. Try stuffing number two.
Stuffing number two is actually very good looking. I like the carrots in there. It's got a nice crust on top of it. Don't tell me who it is.
I will not.
Is that good? You like that?
This is very good.
Oh, wow.
I like the contrast of texture, nice crustiness.
So you like the crusty plus the kind of chewy.
Yeah, I don't make stuffing. I make dressing, so it's on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you
me
get a
too.
Good crust on the outside.
From the South, we call it dressing.
I could put my gravy all over the stuffing, and we know what that means.
No, I don't want any of your gravy.
What does that mean?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean.
So okay. you've eaten two stuffings.
Eaten
Let's
two.
Try number three.
Number okay. three.
This is way too
Do I need
orange.
To make notes?
Yeah,
you
probably
yeah.
should.
Right. Well, I got it.
So you like number two. I'll write your notes for you. You like number two.
This one... it's a little crumbly, so it probably could use. But you know, I'm going to give it a pass only because it's been sitting here for a minute. But
taste it. It doesn't look good.
Cornbread.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
It's crap. I know it's crap.
It needs more chicken stock.
Yeah, it's garbage.
I didn't say that.
I would say it.
It's a little dry.
Number four.
This is number
gotta
four.
Tell a chef it's good as garbage.
Number four.
What?
Doesn't have a lot of color to it.
What is color?
You know what? Neither do you.
Thank
has
you.
To taste good. I know. Color. What is wrong with you?
What do you think of number four?
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. No. He's.
Oh, it does not.
Are you
like
okay?
No.
I like number two better.
Wow.
Something offensive hit you just now.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna.
I didn't like
up
the texture of it. No. I just didn't love the texture of it. It's a little. That one was a little wet.
So
it's a wet. Look at my ladies.
Okay, here's number five.
What is this? Is there eggs in here?
Just eat it.
No,
I would not eat that crap.
Hold on, put his glasses.
Elvis, people put a lot of effort in these. I have to give it its due.
I made this at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, you made this?
I was drinking. 1:30 in the morning. No. Yes. No.
Me,
this was actually good.
Not as garbage
you.
Too. I
no,
know.
It's not good. No.
No, let him talk about
Chef
it.
Chef Letier, you're jealous of these American stuffings, I can tell.
Okay, that was mine.
That was number six, right?
Five.
That was number five?
Eat that one.
Okay.
By the way, you're just turning us on. Bobby Flay's eating our stuffing.
This one is very pretty.
How many are there?
Seven.
Okay.
Ooh, that is a beautiful stuffing. Who made that? Ooh, that's gorgeous.
Dried cranberries or dried cherries?
That's nice. Who made that?
I like this.
Your wife?
No,
okay,
very interesting.
We can't say who made that, but I like that one.
That's a good one.
Give me that one. I'm going to eat that one.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, here's a. Another.
And the last but not least, I can't believe I got through it. Is there sausage in here? Oh, yeah. I know what this is.
What? Who made that?
It tastes like lots of wine.
That's Web Girl Kathleen, knowing her.
Yeah.
She was drinking
This is very good,
it.
Too.
There's wine in it?
Oh, right. Wow, there's a couple of
That's number
lines.
Seven?
Yeah, that was it.
All right, so those are your stuffings.
Three, two, and one.
Okay.
So bring back the finals.
What was that, number six?
That was...
Yeah. By the way, we're live on the radio.
Okay, I know.
If you could just come
He's
up with an answer.
Are you ready?
He made the retaste. What?
Okay.
Thanks to Butterball.
Number three.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Thanks to Butterball. Butterball's paying for this. We have to be nice to Butterball.
Yeah, of course.
Talk about Butterball.
I love Butterball.
Talk about it.
They've sold turkeys. And the best thing about them, did you try to call the hotline?
Give me a call, Butterball.
We've been trying, and we got a busy signal early.
Well, it is Thanksgiving week.
Oh, they're very busy.
I'll try it again.
In February, you can get right through.
The people that work at the Butterball hotline in February, I mean, what do?
They talk about turkey.
Yeah.
People don't.
Yes, people cook turkey all year long.
They're busy. The Butterball hotline, busy. Thanks to Glenn.
Okay. Are you ready for the
hold on.
Ready for results?
Thanks to Glenn at Virgil's.
Oh, cooked it.
The smoked turkey from Butterball.
First of all, Glenn, thank you very much for the smoked turkey. I didn't get any though.
Oh, it's here.
Elvis has eaten it all.
Do you need to retake?
He said it was delicious.
All right, so
no, I'm good.
Number three, number two, number one in the stuff off. Here we go.
In third place, number seven.
Who's that?
Ooh.
Ooh. Webro Kathleen.
Yeah, I knew it.
A lot of wine.
Thank goodness.
A lot of wine.
Let me try it.
Chef Latif, what do you think? What do you think?
No, I concur. It's a third. It's third place. Oh, and I agree with Bob.
Right, in second place.
In second place is number two.
Oh, oh wow.
Who's is that?
Let me try it.
Scary.
Scary.
Yes. From
scary.
From the episode Boy Meets Grill.
Really?
That was your recipe.
Oh, no wonder I liked
your
it.
Show.
Really? You only like your own food?
Okay, I got what? To tell you, I like it number two.
It's
I
very
like
nice. It yeah, very, very nice.
So, Bobby. In first place, Bobby Flay.
And in first place, the grand prize winner, 2017 Stuff Off, number six.
Who's that? Who's is that?
Scotty B!
Scotty!
Scotty B, you won!
Yay!
Are they dried cranberries or dried cherries?
They are cranberries.
All right, good move.
Yeah.
So talk about it. Did you make it or your wife?
I made it. 100%. My daughter Ashley helped me, but this is my own
concoction. Tweeted it, too. I had pictures of it.
I was trying to do the King's Hawaiian stuffing, but they don't have the mix anymore. I couldn't find it, so I kind of just put my own stuff together. That is potato bread, carrots, celery, and some mushrooms, onions, dried cranberry, and some finely chopped up macadamia nuts.
Oh, well done, sir. Well done. Well done, sir.
Awesome. May I have
try that on, yeah. Chef Latif. Yeah.
Yes, Chef Latif.
Try it on.
Let me tell you.
Chef Latif, can you...
I'll try it, Bobby McFlay. Keep taking it. You're pushing me, you dramatic. Hold on.
Bobby McFlay.
I like Bobby McFlay. I'm going to go with that from now on.
I have to tell you, this is the crap. France, we don't make this in France. This is garbage.
Crap.
Yeah, no wonder. You're the junkie, chef.
He's right, though. You know, Bobby McFlay. Yes. They don't really do stuffing in France.
So, do you go back and forth from France to America?
I don't know where I'm going. Like, people tell me you go there. I just know I have sex with the women everywhere. I give them my stuffing. You know what I mean? I go stuffing. You're Danielle. You
can never I just tell
Danielle.
You? May I just
we
tell you?
We hate each other, too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little secret.
Yeah.
No one is as in love with Chef Latif as Bethany.
Oh, I
know.
Talk about so happy. He's so happy.
Like, I know. You have the biggest crush on him. I can see it.
Yeah.
I will.
All of Greg T's friends, Chef Latif is the only one who's happy and smiles all the time.
Yes.
I love him.
I'll tell you, Bethany, I didn't give you my stuff, man. I'm going to sprinkle my gravy on your body.
Oh my God. All right,
and then I want to climb your legs and lose myself in you. You know what I mean. I want to lose myself
in you. Is there anyone else in the room you want to say hi to?
Well, of course, I want to you, don't Bobby. I mean, you and Elvis, I want to do you so many times, frontwards, backwards, I do you, Elvis.
You're
going to
do me?
Inside and out, the naked, everything. Everywhere.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know. I know you're Kathleen. I do, but now with Danielle. I want to beat you down.
No, that's only because I don't like your food.
I would do you so rough. I would just bang your head.
Wait,
that's
Greg
not
T,
good.
I have a question. Chef Latif, I have a question for you. This is like an age-old debate. Do you, when you're having sex, do you keep your socks on or do you take your socks off?
I keep them on.
Why?
I keep my toes warm.
Froggy,
rub up the engine.
Ask Froggy why he keeps his socks on during sex.
Froggy, why you keep them on?
Because you get more grip that way.
You get more grip.
I tell you, what is the Mario Batali here? Because what I don't understand this. What is that? I don't understand. You cannot throw things at
you. Just
me.
Read anything they give
what
you.
What is that?
So we have to say thank you to Bobby Flay.
Yes, I say thank you to him too.
Was I gentle enough this year?
That was very nice.
Okay,
you were better. You were nicer to the losers.
All right, so Danielle, you'll have to re-enter next year.
We'll see.
Okay.
But congratulations to Scotty B.
Yay, Scotty. Oh, by the way, Scotty, your wife just texted me. You're cooking tonight.
I'm having second
and
place.
Thank you to our friend Glenn. Glenn. From Virgil's.
We love you, Glenn.
And Carmine's.
Glenn is responsible for making more food than anyone in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
You guys make so much food. It's crazy. And it's delicious.
Thanks to Butterball. How much did we charge them for this?
I don't know.
Not enough.
I don't know.
We should send them a bigger bill.
Oh, no, they're going to love
Butterball,
it.
Everyone. Butterball.
They did a beautiful job outside with all the decorating and stuff.
I know.
I didn't get any turkey. What is going on around here?
No, we're about to have turkey. We're going to take a break.
It's time for Bobby to go back to Flavortown. In all sincerity, I love you, man, but you know, you're no good chef, but I love you, dude.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're a good man. I have all your burgers. It's all right, you know.
So, the one and only Bobby Flay.
Yes.
The king of Flavortown.
I want to be known as Bobby McFlay from now on. Yes. I'm getting that on my license plate.